Hachette Audio presents The Fifth Assassin, written by Brad Meltzer, read by Scott Brick.
For my dad, Stewie Meltzer, who lived loud, loved hard, and always knew where to find a good deli. Prologue, Washington, D.C. Some funerals are filled with questions. Others are filled with answers. This one was filled with secrets. The funeral was set for 9 a.m., but it was running late. Everyone knew why. Shifting in the packed pews, over 200 mourners tried to be nonchalant, but they still kept glancing toward the back of the church. They weren't looking for the coffin. Dr. Stuart Palmiotti's dark wood coffin had already been rolled to the front of the church by the pulpit. They weren't looking for Palmiotti's family, his ex-wife, who had caused so much heartache, and his girlfriend Lydia, who had given him so much happiness, were both in the front row on opposite sides. Relatives, friends, and co-workers filled in the rest. Typical funeral. Here's what wasn't typical. Each mourner was forced to walk through a metal detector before they were allowed inside. This was Washington, D.C. Everyone knew what that meant. He was coming. The only he that mattered. The President of the United States. Naturally, the Secret Service waited until everyone was in their seats. Then, with no warning at all, the back doors closed, then popped open. "Your speech, sir," one of his aides whispered.